Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. Oh my gosh, we have new music,
it's
Mary Zajac.
Fabulous!
I know.
After 11 years of using the old music,
I know.
I finally get my own new music.
How exciting is that?
It is exciting.
All
I'm
right.
Dancing in the studio.
We won't tell people what it is until weeks from now when they're sick of it. So, it's summer and
it's glorious.
Food and Wine, the August 2019 edition, has a wonderful little article called Lawnmower Cocktails, and these are drinks that you enjoy when you have finally finished the dang yard.
I was drawn to this article because recently you and I had a cocktail made with port, essentially port tonic and a twist of lemon or lime. And I was thinking at the time, port is not a spirit I would think of making a cocktail with in the summer. And yet in Food and Wine, these lawnmower cocktails all have sort of heavy spirits. And I was thinking about how you might combine a heavier spirit to make a summer drink, or how you might summerfy your favorite cocktail.
Well, we just did a martini with dry vermouth, sweet vermouth, gin, and bitters.
Right,
and
we did that too, yeah.
It was unbelievably alcoholic, and with lots of ice and a lot of time, that became an amazing summer cocktail.
Also, all right, so bullet point one, add a lot of ice.
Ice is huge. And frankly, dilution is a huge part of cocktail making, and knowing how much to use and how much not to use is really the mark of somebody who knows what they're doing.
Besides ice, you can also dilute with other things, soda water, seltzer, even still water, depending on what you're doing. You can use Prosecco. I was in Philadelphia recently, and the pizza place that we were in had made homemade arancello and homemade limoncello, and they were mixing that with Prosecco and maybe sparkling water as well to make a sort of spritzer.
There are also fruits and vegetables you can combine with these things, things that are biological, for example, like cucumbers or oranges or lemons or limes or tomatoes, for that matter. There's all sorts of things you can put in
melons
your cocktail.
Melons that are also very water rich.
Good call. Exactly. In other words, watermelon especially is a great one. Or if you want to go on the savory side, there are all kinds of vegetables you could put in there. I wouldn't put turnips in there, but I would put, you know, cucumbers are the classic one. You think beets would work?
I'm just riffing here, but I could see you taking a very thin slice with a potato peeler or a mandolin and using it as a garnish. If you had a clear drink, it would certainly add a bit
pop.
Of color. You could also use berries, add a few blueberries, raspberries, strawberries.
And of course, cherries, Luxardo, and fresh ones.
Oh, yeah. Gorgeous.
Yeah, that would be nice. Gin is definitely a winner in the summer in all kinds of things. The darker spirits present a bit more of a challenge, but with the right garnishes could work really well.
Well, in this article that we were looking at, there's a drink that uses Madeira, which is another spirit that I would never, ever think of in summer. Jonathan, do you have that in front of you?
Yeah, that's the Madeira Cobbler, which looks really excellent. And there's all sorts of interesting things. Rum, some simple syrup, a little bit of orange, some lemon peel, and some blackberries. Hello, that sounds fantastic. And one named cocktail here, which I think is fantastic. You can't handle the chartreuse. We'll definitely include a reference to the article online when we post this. Food on Wine, August 2019, and it is called, indeed, Lawnmower Cocktails. Don't be afraid to summerfy your cocktails. I guess that's the moral of the story, correct?
It is.
Indeed. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.